Accomplished American Ballet Theater ballerina Luciana Paris will dance the star role of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
I recently danced it at home in Argentina, and it's very feminine. It requires a lot of powerful technique also, but...
A lot of beautiful footwork, too.
Yes, yes, and it has to be precise and musical. I really enjoy doing it.
Like Sergio Neglia, Paris is also a native of Argentina, where she began dancing at the age of 7 and got her start in the professional ballet world.
Well, there's something very warm in my heart, because I just met him, but I knew about him and all the work that he's done for many years, and about his father, and you know, I'm very connected to all that as an Argentinian dancer. So it's very special to be able to be here.
Paris was recently named a soloist at the ABT this summer. She describes ballet as a beautiful but somewhat short career.
What do you tell young women that want to dance? Do they talk to you? Do they reach out to you?
Maybe not directly, but I will say never lose trust in what you want to become, and there's always going to be someone better than you, and instead of feeling bad about yourself, try to learn and look. There's always something that you can add to what you're doing. I feel like the day I stop feeling like that, I'm going to be done.
Paris will be teaming with another American ballet dancer, Jose Sebastian of New York City. He will dance the role of the Cavalier, the Nutcracker Prince. Sebastian and Paris will perform the Grand Pas de Deux.
Yes, it can be challenging. You have to constantly think about how you're presenting yourself, each arm, angles, and everything. That's been a big challenge for me in particular.
Sebastian also started dancing at the age of 7.
I've done Nutcrackers elsewhere, and every time is always a great new learning experience. We recently rehearsed with a principal, an ex-principal at American Ballet Theater, and learned so much from him that I can apply to everything else. So I'm excited to apply some new things.
For me, it's the quality of persona and professionalism and respect for each other. It's very important to me to see both dancers that I bring, that they respect each other on stage, and also they respect the whole production.
Neglia, who normally plays the Cavalier, will this year portray the role of Nutcracker Soldier, a character he delivers with power and emotion.
I will do, like I say, the G.I. Joe guy.
Still be the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker, yeah.
As always, the Neglia cast will feature a number of talented dancers from the Western New York region and include the return of actor Vincent O'Neill from the Irish Classical Theater in a lead character role that is pivotal to the story.
I don't know what I will do without Vincent, really, because he's not only an actor, he's also a pantomime master. I mean, he can move on stage like no even a dancer. I've seen dancers doing that.
While at the Neglia studio, crews began rolling out the many costumes the cast will be wearing to deliver them downtown. This is now the 7th year Neglia is appearing at Shays and collaborating with the BPO to provide the live Nutcracker music. When Paris and Sebastian head back to New York City after this weekend's Buffalo show, they begin preparing for the ABT's Nutcracker.
I'll play Mirlitons, Columbine, Spanish dance. I think that's pretty much it.
What's your favorite part of the Nutcracker, if you have one?
I think it would actually be the rat scene.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.